I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We've been doing second date updates for a long time now. We've pretty much heard every single place you can meet somebody. Mm. But we haven't had anybody who's met on Instagram yet. You guys realize that?
Met?
Yeah. We've not done a second date update with people who've met on Instagram until today.
Weird.
That's how the girl that's on the phone for a second date update today met the guy that she wants to call. What's up, Amy?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
I'm impressed. How did you even meet a guy on Instagram?
It's pretty easy.
Yeah, I've met girls.
I feel like a lot of people meet guys on Instagram.
Okay, I should rephrase that. How did you meet a guy that wasn't creepy on Instagram?
There you go. That's a better way to say it.
Okay. That's fair. I've gone out with some creepy guys on Instagram.
So how did you meet this dude? Did he just hit you up one day and was like, hey, nice pics?
Yeah. No, he started following me on Instagram, and I had been like, on his Instagram, like liking his photos, but I wasn't following him yet. So then he started following me and he would like comment on my stuff. And he was, I don't know, he seemed really like funny. Like the kinds of comments that he would make, they were really, really clever. And he has the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen, ever.
Can I ask, did you run in the same circles? Do you have friends of friends, or is this a complete stranger?
This is actually a complete stranger.
Wow.
I am scared for you. That's my instant thing. Is like a guy's commenting on your Instagram page and you're willing to just meet him up.
Hey, I do it all the time, Brooke.
Yeah, it happens a lot, actually.
No, but I mean, I didn't meet him right away.
Okay.
And like, I've been dating a lot of guys lately and just for fun. Like I'm young and I'm not looking for anything serious, like not really looking to settle down. So I don't know. Sometimes I'll talk to someone on Instagram and we'll go out for a few drinks and it's like not anything serious. It's just fun.
Hey.
All right. So tell us about your date with Rick then.
Well, oh God, see that changed things. So Rick and I, like we had talked for like a week or so before we met. So he seemed normal. I knew he seemed normal and super awesome. So we went and we grabbed drinks at a bar. And when we met, like he gave me a really big hug and I felt super comfortable with him from the very beginning. Like, you know, and you were talking about creepy, I don't know,
yeah,
creepy people off of Instagram. Like, I have met some creepy people off of Instagram, but it wasn't like that with him. It felt like so easy and so good. I don't know. Yeah.
Your email does say that you don't remember too much of your date, though. What happened there?
Well, okay, usually when I go out, I have a couple of Cosmos. That's normal. Mm-hmm. So I did that, but I might have had an extra Cosmo, and I might have had a couple of other drinks as well.
It happens to the best of us. You get excited.
Yeah.
You're all amped up for meeting this cute guy, and then suddenly you blacked out.
Well, I never blacked out, but
that's good.
But something kind of happened that was kind of weird. I don't remember all of it. So we had the drinks, we went back to my place, and Rick came with me to my place. I remember that we got in, like, a fight about something. Like, we were arguing about something.
Oh, and one of those nights.
Oh, my gosh. I
know. And I was, like, really emotional, and he was really upset, and he ended up leaving. But, I was kind of drunk, so I don't know what happened. Like, I don't know if I did something wrong.
Or if he did. Is that the last thing you've heard from him?
Yeah.
Did you text him and try to ask what happened?
Yes, of course. Like, I woke up in the morning and I remembered that, like, what I just told you. And I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? So, yeah, I tried to text him and he's not answering anything. Like, he won't talk to me online anymore. He's just kind of disappeared. So I don't know what happened.
And you don't remember at all what the fight was about?
No, like not at all. I just remember the part where I was really emotional and he was really upset and then he left.
Oh no.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
And I don't know why. And I'm like, I just feel like I finally met a really good guy that I'm like, oh, wait, actually, maybe I could be in a relationship. And then I just, like, went and screwed it up somehow,
Well, you guys already got your first fight out of the way, which is nice.
I was going to say, it sounds like they're in a relationship already.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.